Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Of Disorderly Conduct, Thursday night, May 26, 2011. Welcome to the early chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. I'm talking about you, alcoholic, goofy bone, Melissa Hopkins, and one angry Jew. The switchboard is wide open right now, kids. Open lines as per usual. So don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Call me, you sons of bitches. Lines are wide open. What's on your mind? Call in and tell me. It doesn't matter how drunk you are, Melissa. You're welcome to call anytime. I don't really have anything on the agenda, as is always the case here on the program. I depend solely on your generous participation. Shouts out to Terry O'Brien. I got a tweet from Terry O'Brien today. That was exciting. Terry O'Brien, of course, a good friend of myself and the One Angry Jew. We hung out with her on Sunday on her program, and she does the Terry O'Brien show every Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio. She goes on around the time that, sometime in the afternoon, like around 3 or 2 or something like that. Usually in the afternoon of my time, early evening for the West Coast. She's a lovely lady. She's sexy as hell, too. She's got a voice that would rival Debbie Daly's, that's for damn sure. So it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. And we have, joining us on the line now, looks like the One Angry Jew. What's up, bro?
I ate too much soup.
Well, you ate too much soup, so what, you just... What's the matter? You have a stomach ache? You pissing too much? What's the matter?
No, burn my tongue.
Oh, Yeah, I think I don't know what I did wrong, but my stomach is not agreeing with me right now.
My stomach is fine. Burn my tongue.
Okay, what else is new, bro?
I'm drinking way too much coffee. And I ordered the pizza, the Monday through Wednesday special, 3 toppings. And I'll tell you what, I like Domino's pizza. They got good pizza sauce. They gave me a nice thin crust pizza, put the sauce the way I liked it, cooked it crispy. How do you go wrong? Anchovy, pepperoni, and sausage. It was bumpy pizza. Really good.
Hey, what do you think of this guy, Paul Ryan? Everybody keeps talking about this asshole and his budget. Why do they keep... What's the deal?
Yeah, it's a diversion.
You know what I was thinking, though? You know what I thought was funny? Was I was looking at his name today, and I was thinking, you know what? That last name, Ryan, is like one letter off from being... So I'm going to start calling him. I'm going to start calling him Representative Paul Nyan.
I wish I knew what the hell that all meant.
That's the Nyan Cat song.
Well, that's good that it was the first time I heard it, because if I hear it again, I'm bailing.
No, it's spelled just like Ryan, but without an R. Instead of the R, change it to an N. Nyan.
All right, invite Goofy to call, because I'm getting tired of his. Freaking anti-pizza bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Goof, you're always welcome to call in, dude. Sorry I didn't get in. Actually, you know what? I was going to call into Goofy's show. I did call into Goofy's show, and right when I called in, it was the most surreal thing I've ever experienced. Well, no, not the most surreal thing, but one of the latest surreal experiences was Goofy was on this afternoon, and I was tuned in, and Mouse was in the chat. She's like, oh, Vince, call in, blah, 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 save me. Goofy is boring. And I was like, all right, fine, darling. So I finally called in, and when you know there's like that little lag time between when you click on the Skype button and everything loads, and you lose perspective, you lose about 20 seconds of context to the show, and then all of a sudden you call in. So I thought when I clicked on my Skype button, I was in the Goofy Bone chat room. I was listening to a show. I clicked on the Skype button, and then by the time I dialed in and got on the horn with Goofy, I was on suddenly listening to Debbie Daly's show, and it really scared the shit out of me. And so I hung up and left. That's why I didn't stick around on your show, Goofy, because you were at Debbie Daly's show. And then I went over to Debbie's show, and there you were. So I was like, well, I might as well just be at Debbie Daly's show then, right?
I don't want to see Lady Gaga naked. She's ugly.
She's not that ugly, actually. I saw her. Did you see her on
Saturday
Night
Live? Hold
on.
When you have to say she's not that ugly, the word "that" should not be in there.
She's okay. She's not ugly. She's not ugly.
She's ugly.
She's not ugly. No. Did you see Saturday Night Live? She looked great.
No.
She looked cute. She looked like she might have an eating disorder, though.
No, I don't care. She's ugly.
Whatever, dude. You're just bitter.
I'm not bitter. She's ugly.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday. I'm Vince.
I'll tell you who's gorgeous.
Who?
Absolutely gorgeous. She's on some sitcom. I don't know her name, but she was the wife of Howard Stern in Private Parts. And I'll tell you what, in the last 10 years, man, she looks good.
You know, I still have yet to see that movie. I can't believe I still haven't seen that film.
No, I'm having a hard time believing it, too. Especially since this woman's in there. Who is she? You can look it up at the IMDb.
Get on it, Jew. Get on it. Get on. And while he's getting on that, I'm going to get on this. I'll be right back. It's Thursday. Call us, bitches. 347-826-7667. Blah. We'll be right back.
wagon wheel. Come on, she said, why don't you come back to my house? She said, my husband's out of town, you know he's gone till the end of the month. Well, I was just so nervous, you know I couldn't really quite relax. Cause I was never really quite sure when a husband was coming back.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Oh yeah, bitches, stop hating in the Bay. That's right. We don't need any more hating in the Bay. Anyway, I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm back with you, and I think we have Kishu. Hey, Kishu, you there?
I'm here, baby buns. I'm here.
All right. So
I'm
going to
fucking hate so hard while I'm in the Bay.
You're going to hate hard, really hard in the Bay?
Faggot.
Dude, I'm going to get it all on videotape, and I'm going to send it to this dude.
Hell yeah. I'll be like, I'm hating in the Bay, and your CD's really gay.
Yeah, you should do it. You should do a fucking counter, a hate rap yeah. back that... I'm hating in the Bay all day in your fucking face, bitch.
I just told Vince, you know, the little, the little stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. Yeah, he was playing last night. I was like, they hit.
You got to do the counter rap. Too.
Sorry, it was echoing on his computer.
Yeah, you got to do the fucking the diss track to
yeah.
that. We'll
like,
record that.
Yeah.
When you come
I'm
in, we'll get you
and
in the studio.
Really
we'll
gay.
Record that.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
The guy was butt fucking Vince while they did that song.
Oh, God. My music burns right now. He's so funny.
What
Earlier
today,
we were standing outside of his house, and I was smoking a cigarette, and he was just sitting there talking to me. and like his fucking pants fell all the way down. He was like fucking ass naked with his ass hanging out where all his neighbors could see. Huh. Yeah.
Excellent.
He jerked it a little bit right there where all the neighbors can see. And I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? It scared me to death, to be honest.
Yeah. We got the Jew here with us as well.
You should be scared.
Say hi, Jew.
Jew said I should be scared.
I thought of Jew when I did it.
He said he thought of Jew when he did it.
Martin Morgan.
Good time. Good time. It's always good times hanging out with Burns. I think it's going to be good times hanging out with you too, Vince.
Yeah, it'll be all right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I think we'll have fun.
If you show up.
You're such a dick. I'm fucking going to be there, dude.
Whatever. I know you're just
12:17 p.m. You got to pick me up at 12:17 p.m.
Jesus.
American Airlines.
Hey, you know, you don't have to give out everything. Come on. Come on. You want people to troll you?
I'm fucking show up there.
They're going to troll me trolling you, or troll me while you're trolling me.
I don't care. Oh, God.
Okay, so I was on Twitter today, and this dude, you know this dude, Piers Morgan? Like, he's like basically a flaming homosexual that took over for, what's his name? Larry King. He's the British guy.
That was so good. I should have fucking video cast.
He just tweeted this today. He tweeted, just been completely and utterly nailed, and nailed is in uppercase, on The Tonight Show. More details in an hour. And I wrote him back. I said, TMI, bro. TMI.
He gave a shout out to TMI on The Tonight Show.
Dude, I talk shit about Nia Peoples on Twitter, and some chick like went off on me. She's like, "Oh, you're so rude. How mean." Somehow I ended up following Nia Peoples.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
She's some like, I don't know, she's like, what would she be? She'd be you would like her, Jew. She's got to be like, she might be from Thailand for all I know. God, I want to say she's Filipino, but I'll look into it. Let me tell you. Let me find out. Nia Peoples. All right, I talked major smack about her, but some chick like came at me out of nowhere, just like was just like, how dare you? Why don't you just unfollow her? Why do you have to be so rude?
Where is Goofy?
What?
Where's Goofy?
Goofy Bones.
Yeah.
Goofy's in the chat. I think he might be I think he might be passed out. I don't know. He's like all the other people on here except for me. He gets completely inebriated on the when he's on VTR. He just drinks himself.
Is he with Ogles?
Well, he's like one of these people like Ogles and Melissa Hopkins and geez, Kishu last night was one of them. You know, there's always got to be some token drunk on the show. Like, look at Debbie Daly's show tonight. She had Ole Reuter on there, the token drunk. You know, it's just, and who's the best, who's the ringleader of all the token drunks here on Blog Talk Radio? Ghost. He is the BTR token drunk. Everybody's a drunk on here. I'm like the only person that's sober on the airwaves here. It's ridiculous. And Kishu's in the chat room saying that she pooped her pants again. That's unfortunate. Kishu, what happened?
I didn't say that.
Well,
it's
that's
not
what I'm
me.
That's not you?
Oh, dick. You're a dick.
I'm just
going to
go into the chat here, and I'm going to go ahead and read the chat. I haven't been paying attention to what's going on there.
I just shit my
pants. Seriously, I just pooped my pants, and I thought I had to fart. Sorry, Vince. I pooped again. My pants. Ugh. Not when. Well, I'm sorry that happened, Kishu. That's embarrassing that that had happened, but it makes for great radio that you were you know, willing to share that.
I was wondering why he was, like, looking at me so funny when I fucking came back.
Why is she laughing?
Like, I came in the bedroom, and he, like, ran really fast, like, out of the bedroom, and I was like, what the fuck? And I just thought he was being weird, like, usually.
Well, Jew, what happened? Let me break it down for you. You're not in the chat room right now, so you have no clue what's going on. Basically, Kishu, like, went out of the room or whatever to take a dump, and Dick Burns trolled her, hopped on her computer, and, like, started chatting as her, and he said the following. This is what he said, this is what Kishu says. I just shit my pants. Seriously, I just pooped my pants. I thought I had the fart. Sorry, Vince. I pooped again. My pants. Ugh, not when.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, that's other level. That's no, next level trolling.
It is impressive because usually every time I leave the computer, I lock it because I don't trust him. You know.
Yeah, if you actually come and see me, Kishu, I'm doing the same shit. I'm fucking carrying it with me.
I fucking lock that DWC shit hardcore.
Motherfuckers.
Well, at least she carries baby wipes.
How did you know this?
How do I know you carry baby wipes?
I take baby wipes with me everywhere, yeah.
I know you do.
That's strange. But yeah, toilet paper just doesn't do the trick, dude. Like, I don't want, like, when you dry your piss with toilet paper, you know? Like, are you kidding me? Like, there's still going to be piss there, but if you get a baby wipe, you know, and you clean everything.
I'm sorry. You're talking about piss?
All right. Before we get into this discussion, let's bring on the Mexican. What's up, Goofy? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I want to know why Jew gets all tickled in his pickle when people are drunk.
That's very cute. I like that. Tickled in his pickle. Is everything a rap song to you, Goofy?
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
And do you say tickled in his pickle?
One eye Jew. You're the dude.
Do you really say that? You really say tickled in his pickle?
Get the fuck out of here. Why do you hate on people getting drunk? Unfortunately, I'm not drunk tonight, so...
Who said that I hated?
Well, what you do, Jew, is it's called hating. You talk about other people's and their lives.
Yes.
It's called hating.
Yes.
Yes.
And
so stop hating in the bay. Stop hating in the bay. Stop.
But yeah. Anyways, Jew, stop hating.
I ordered the pizza.
Whoop-de-doo. Who cares? Did you know that on that show that they baffled us? They bamboozled us? Did you know that, Jew?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, listen to the show. Vince knows.
What show is that?
The show we were on when we were talking about the pizza.
I'm sorry, was that not your show?
Unfortunately, no.
Was it the Grindhouse?
Yeah.
And you were, what, bamboozled?
No, we were, Jew, we were sitting here arguing and they put us in the private room so nobody heard what we were saying. They basically said, who gives a F about these idiots? That's what they said.
But my whole point was to get a rise out of you. So who bamboozled whom?
And how was that?
Who bamboozled whom?
Never mind. Let's not ruin Vincent the Bay show and infest it with Jewism.
It's too late. The ethnic minorities have taken over once again. Every time we try to do our own thing here, the Aryan Nation, we try to have our own show, just try to fly it under the radar, and the ethnic minorities have to come here and spoil it. I don't know why, but whatever.
You know
go ahead,
sorry,
go ahead, Jew, Mexican, take it over. Go ahead.
I have nothing more to say.
No, you never said anything yet.
Shut up, June.
Please wait. Say a command.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
No, I didn't say anything, but you're a fucking
idiot.
Say a
command. Say a command.
Hello?
I had a cup of coffee, and I'm still too tired to do this.
All right, this is too much. This is just too much for me to handle at once. I'm going to have to mute all you guys. You guys are going to have to just shut up. First of all, Jew, it sounds like you're talking to us from outside on a fucking landing strip, which would explain a lot. Anyway, speaking of landing strips, Kishu, what do you have? Do you have any grass in the playing field? Are you fully shaved? What's going on tonight? Hello, Kishu? Did we lose Kishu? Is she gone? Hello? Am I the only one here? All right, fine. Whatever. If anybody wants to join me or save me, the number 347-826-7667 is the numero. Shouts to Alcoholic Dick Burns, Goofy Bone, Jonathan Castro, Kishu, and Melissa Hopkins for hanging out here with me in the first hour. If you have any requests, any anecdotes, any stories, any news items you want to share, please feel free to do so. I want to talk about Herman Cain for a second with the Jew. I don't know if he's game for that or not, but I'm going to find out in a second. I want to upload this clip of Herman Cain speaking, and then I want to get the Jew's reaction to it. So let me take a quick little break here. And I'll be right back with the Jew and your calls if you want to join me. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he didn't want you to. Just step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the goes through to the fit where you play.
Wow. I need some water. Anyway, it's since in the Bay back. I want to get the Jew's perspective on Herman Cain. I don't know if you heard me talking earlier. I had mentioned that I got a shout-out today on Twitter from Terry O'Brien, our good friend Terry O'Brien. And she was very happy that I was spreading the word about her show. I hung out with her the other day with the Jew, and I think she dumped the Jew before we got to the part where she played the Herman Cain stuff. But I had no idea this clip was out there, and she played it, and it really blew me away. And I don't really pay attention to the cable news media anymore. So I don't know. This might have made the rounds already on MSNBC or whatever. But I thought it was pretty funny, and I was kind of shocked actually. I was like, I think this guy Herman Cain. If you don't know who he is, he's this black guy. He's a former businessman. I don't know what the fuck he does now. Apparently he did a radio show. I don't know if he still does a radio show. And he's based out of Atlanta, I think. Southern guy. He's a businessman. He's, you know, been a CEO of Godfather Pizza. That's sort of his claim to fame, I guess. He did a unsuccessful Senate bid, I believe, in 2004, I think it was. He's a nice. He seems like a smooth talker, a tough talker, and these conservatives are really psyched that they have a black conservative that can talk with just as much jive, if not more, than Barack, but yet has their ideals. And I'm not really buying his shtick. I just don't buy it from any of these people anymore. I think they're all a bunch of clowns, and I don't know why we pay them any attention anymore. But whatever, it is what it is. And I'm gonna play this clip here of Herman Cain. Now this guy, okay, so this guy's running for president now. And this dude is, you know, we're in campaign season is just getting underway now, kids. Just getting ramped up to speed. Not even ramped up to speed, just starting up. Starting up the engines. So the Republicans are starting to officially announce now. And so here's Herman Cain officially announcing. And check out how he starts off his campaign with the shebang, if you know what I'm saying. Here it is.
I'm running for president of the United States, and I'm not running for second. I'm not running for a second. But when we wake up and they declare the presidential results and Herman Cain is in the White House, we'll all be able to say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, this nation is free at last again.
Holy shit, are you kidding me? That can't be for real. That's not a Saturday Night Live clip. That's the dude's fucking I'm running for president speech. Are you kidding me? He thinks he's the goddamn second coming of Martin Luther King. Literally. This is sick. This is like worse than fucking Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Jew?
Yeah.
Like, this guy's being real. This is like, talk about a fucking Howard Dean moment. You know
I can't
mean?
Believe the black conservative is running for president.
Nice. That's a good one. Nice. Okay, I'm going to... That's great. Oh, my God.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I thought he disappeared, and now he's shown up again.
Hey, that's a good... You know, that's a good observation. A very acute observation, as always, Jew. That's what I love you for, your insight and your analysis, of course. What the hell happened to the black conservative. I just realized that. He's not around anymore. Did somebody dox him or take him down or what the fuck?
It's possible I had something to do with it. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe. I will say it again on your show. Apologies can be given anywhere at any time as long as I hear it.
Yeah, yeah, apparently. Yeah, you know, I have noticed that...
Do you like Jamba Juice?
Yeah, I do. I have seen Ranger 75 in Debbie Daly's chat a couple of times in the last, month.
Oh, he's odd.
He doesn't say anything. He came in last time, and I called him out and everything, and he did not say a peep. He sat in there for about 10 minutes.
His wife has removed his testicles.
Wow. So crazy. People just come and go here on BTR.
But the Jew stays, doesn't he?
Yeah, the Jew has been a staple. That's for damn sure.
Jew has staying power.
I was listening to Debbie Daly and Ole Reuter and talking about them roasting themselves or whatever. And being like old school BTR. Fucking, I'm old school BTR, damn it. I've been here since 09.
What about
dude.
Me? Am I not old school
BTR?
No,
you just came around like within the last 6 months, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've been here since 09, bitch. I've
been
here since 09. I took a vacation, but I came back.
June will be 6 months this year. I think I showed up somewhere about in September last year. Yeah. None of these
Jamba
half years.
Oh, what is this? Yeah. What do we got here? $2 for fruit refreshers, coconut water. Interesting.
All right. If you want to spend that kind of money at Jamba Juice, it's up to you.
I
had a very refreshing espresso.
Uh-huh.
I'm still tired.
What's this fat wallet, dude? What's that all about? You keep sending me
fat wallet finds deals, and then they post them. The best of them. That's how I got that espresso machine.
Oh, Supercuts, $5 off haircut. I could use that. I'll go to Supercuts if it's what? It's usually like what, $20? It makes it $15. Yeah, why not? Sure.
Supercuts. What the hell?
Yeah,
is
they're as good as anybody. Come on, they're just people cutting hair. What the fuck? What do you want?
Excuse me, but my hair barber, his name is John. John has been cutting my hair since I was 7.
I got a 1 terabyte iOmega Prestige hard drive, $50. Jesus.
Nah, you can get a 2 terabyte for $79.
Wow, man, I haven't bought a hard drive in like a year. They've come down extremely low in price. This is unreal. What the hell was that, dude? What are you doing?
What are you talking about, iMega? That 1 terabyte is $50.
What are you doing, man? Are you like gargling soda on my show or something?
That's not me.
Oh, is that Dick Burns or what the hell's going on over
no,
there?
No. That was... Gilbert?
All right.
I got a thing on my BlackBerry for charging. It tells you when the battery gets too low. And the first couple of times I heard it, I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. But it's Gilbert Gottfried. And so he yells and screams, "Charging completed. Battery's low."
Hey, Jew.
Yes.
Speaking of BlackBerries, I dropped my BlackBerry in the toilet the other day.
Yes.
Not discuss that, but so I'm in the in the market for a new phone.
You
and
just
I'm thinking
did
of either
thing.
Getting because I had a BlackBerry Curve and I love BlackBerry. I love BlackBerry. I haven't upgraded to all that other shit because I love BlackBerry.
I see.
So I'm thinking of they have that new BlackBerry. What is it like Storm or whatever? I have AT&T, and it's like a touch screen, but it has the BlackBerry keyboard. It's like a BlackBerry pretty much. But there's also that really sweet Windows phone that I'm digging.
Well, and, new Windows phone.
I'm not really so much for iPhone.
I see. If
iPhone gets a flip keyboard, I will fucking get an iPhone. But I have to have, like, a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So you're a BlackBerry lover. Should I just stick with BlackBerry?
I like BlackBerry because BlackBerry works.
Okay.
All right, kids. You guys, simmer down for a second here. I want to take a second to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We've got some new chit chatters. Alcoholic has been here the whole time. Shouts to you, man. Thanks for coming through at the get go. Appreciate it. Deb Daly is now joining us in the chat room. Dick Burns, Goofy Bone. Goofy's passed out though, I think. So don't expect to hear from him. The rest of the show. Either that, I mean, he might be banging out some chick. I don't know. Who else we got here? Jonathan Castro, Kishu, and Melissa Hopkins, and One Angry Jew. And shouts to Debbie Daly for sending me that Black Betty remix thing. That was pretty cool, and it made me want to go back and look up all the different Black Betty remixes that have been done, or whatever you want to call them, just covers, versions, whatever they are. Of course, I heard the original, which is pretty badass, and then I checked out all the various the rock versions, and the one in that mix is I don't know, I think it's pretty badass, the Tom Jones version, and I even found different remixes of that Tom Jones Black Betty track, so. I'm going to play some of that in a little bit, but right now we got to get to calls. We got the switchboard is lighting up like a little Christmas tree here. Let's mosey over here and see who we can pick up. Area code 608, you're on with Vince, the Jew, and Kishu. What it do?
Hey, what up, Vince?
Hey, who are you and what's on your mind?
Yo, it's Alec. I've been listening to the show for a while, and I'm pretty drunk right now. What are you up to, man?
Do you have to be drunk to listen to the show?
Well,
You have to be drunk to listen to BTR in general.
Are you old enough to drink?
It's true, Jew.
Yeah, I'm 21. I'm on a summer break from college right now, dude.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
We're drinking some Miller Lite right now and some Spotted Cow from Wisconsin.
Miller Lite and what?
Spotted Cow. It's from Wisconsin.
Spotted Cow. Is that a wine?
Yeah. No, it's a beer. You should check it out. It's really good. It's really fucking good.
Spotted Cow.
Yeah. Check it out. It's really
fucking
good.
Don't you drink real alcohol, real hard liquor?
Well, we've been, like, doing a little bit of that, but we're trying to not get too into it because we got a big day tomorrow.
And why would that be? So the beer doesn't... take you out, but the hard liquor would.
Yeah, it'd take us out. We got a little sewing championship going on tomorrow. It's going to be fucking sweet. I got my friends coming with. We're going to sew
in
record time. What?
A sewing championship.
Yeah, it's the UW, University of Wisconsin Sewing Championship, and I'm repping Milwaukee.
That's a real thing, huh?
Yeah. It's
You're not making quilts and whatnot for...
No. No. I wouldn't make it up on Vincent the Bay. I mean, come on.
You wouldn't?
Let's get real here. Yeah.
Well, I would. Why wouldn't you?
Why would you make that up? That's kind of lame, dude. I'd expect more from Vincent the Bay. But anyway,
wait a second, bro. That's not Vincent the Bay. You know that, right?
Kinda, sorta.
Well, no. You understand that there's two distinctive different people on here. There's the One Angry Jew, and there's me, Vincent the Bay. And this happens a lot when I get callers. They get confused because I mute myself or just go away and shut up. And sometimes the Jew takes over. And a lot of times new listeners or whatever don't realize there's two different people because they just hear two adult male voices talking down to them. And it really just to them, it's just like on Peanuts, you know, where it was like...
Oh yeah, dude, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So I'm Vince in the Bay, that's the Jew. If you're feeling insulted and belittled and frustrated and wanting to rip out the heart of the gentleman who's talking to you, that's the Jew.
No, and, dude, I get what? Torn apart by Vince in the Bay any day. I bet Vince in the Bay take me apart any day.
Never mind. You know what? My bad. I guess you know what the score is already. My bad. Go ahead. Continue.
I have to ask this question. Are you homosexual?
No, I love the pussy. I love women. I love breasts. I love boobs.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since have you had a lot of lovers?
Well, actually, I've tried to keep it low-key, like two or three, like real lovers. But, you know, I'm not trying to get that STD stuff, you know. I'm just keeping it real with a few bitches.
How many have you had so far?
Keeping them on my chain.
How many have you had so far? Okay, three bitches. Here, I got to tell you this because you need to know this.
In America,
one out of every four women, especially young women, has herpes. Mm-hmm. Now, you've had three so far, right? Right, but you've had three so far, right?
Yeah. So
okay.
that next one, if I get with another girl.
You can't have a next one. You got to stop right there.
Oh, fuck, dude.
You've had your three. So, they didn't have any herpes, right?
No.
Okay, well, then you got to stop right there.
Okay, so
otherwise,
I should marry one of the three.
Yeah, the next one's going to give you herpes. Dude. Now, let me ask you something. Do you eat it or you not eat it?
I did not eat it. I would not eat the pussy. She can suck my dick a little bit. I would not eat it because I do not know what has been in that pussy. I've heard rumors of multiple girls getting ice cubes, and ice cubes kind of scare, you know?
You're afraid of ice cubes. You know, I'm having deja vu with this conversation.
Well, not ice cubes, but ice cubes in the vagina, then me sticking my tongue in their V-hole, which I do not appreciate, but I thought of a cool idea that we could get those three girls that I
maybe you're more partial to ass licking.
Well, I haven't done it yet, but I would not like to.
You want
to
do it?
Do
don't
it?
You?
No, that is a negative. I would not like to lick a poop hole. Yeah,
you would.
But
what
we should get
clean?
The three girls.
What
we should get
smelled,
the three girls and have them on here and
flowery?
Have a bachelor show.
Really? What if it smelled flowery? Would you go for it?
Well, if I put it in sugar and put a little chocolate flavoring, then we're talking. But if it's just pure poop hole, then no go.
Hey,
you know
hang on a second, bro. Hang on a second. It's Vince. I'm Vince now, back with you. Sorry, I had to, speaking of the poop shoot, I had to go drop off the kids, if you know what I'm saying. But I don't know. I have no clue what you guys were just talking about. But could you remind me for a second, what's your name? What do you go by on here? I forgot.
My name's Devin.
Devin. All right. Excellent. Devin, you wanna hang with us and I don't know, be on the panel or do you wanna or what's up?
I'd definitely like to be on the panel if that's cool with all the
people. All right, Devin.
All
right, cool.
There.
Yeah. You seem like an all right guy. So I just have other callers here. I don't want you and the Jew to, you know, if you and the Jew want to keep finger banging each other, you can do that offline, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, get some more callers on here.
All right,
I'm waiting for them.
All right, you lay low on the cut there. You're complaining about ladies. I don't know. You obviously don't tune into this program much, because if you just stick around, hang tight, and the ladies will arrive shortly. Let's take another call here. I have another caller here on area code 608 again. Go ahead, caller. Your hands up, and you're on with Vince and the Jew. What's up?
Yo, man, what's going on?
Not much, bro. What's your name and what's on your mind?
Shit, my name is Trevor Remington Crawford Boyle.
Can I just call you? What do we call you for short?
Call me Trevor.
Trevor. All right, Trevor. Excellent. So we got Trevor, and we got Dustin. And so, Trevor, what's on your mind tonight, bro?
Shit, man. You know, I was just thinking about, have you seen Police Academy 2?
Yeah, not in a long time, though. Why? What about it?
Oh, with fucking Michael Winslow?
You mean the guy that does the voice, the sound effects with his voice?
Yeah, he makes all those crazy noises. He's like...
Oh, man. That guy was one of my favorite actors of all time. When I was a kid... He was like my hero. I wish I could have made those noises like that. He was He was and still is amazing.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I was watching that movie the other night, and he's got me cracking up so bad, man. It's not even funny.
For sure. Sorry, I muted myself on accident. I said for show.
Oh yeah, man, for show, man.
Mhm. All right, Trev. Are you gonna hang tight with me here too, bro?
I don't know what that means, man. What that means?
That means it sounds like you don't really have anything to really contribute necessarily, but if you kind of stick around and I keep your mic hot during the course of a conversation, you might suddenly have a light bulb that pops up in your head and decides to speak up and say something that has some sort of content to it. So no worries, just chill out, bro. Enjoy the ride. I'm going to move on to another call here. Area code 608, you're on with Vince in the Bay and the Jew. What's up?
What's up, man? That other Devin's a fucking imposter. I'm the real Devin. That's what's up.
Oh,
he's lying
to
you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you know, now that I hear your voice, Devin, you're right. Yeah, my bad, bro.
Yeah,
he got
totally.
He got.
Yeah, so what's going on, guys? How the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not, like, even a suitable answer, man.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I was just reading about masturbation, and...
You were reading about it, or you were doing it?
Well, both, you know.
I see. Did you read, or did you do it first? Which one?
Well, I was doing it, and then I picked up this book. And I was
What's the name of the
it.
Book?
It's Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex.
Really?
By some doctor, yeah. And,
Dr. Dre?
Maybe. I think his name's Dr. David something, but that could be Dr. Dre, too. You never know.
Take a look.
It's, David Rubin, actually. I don't think that's Dr. Dre. Well, I don't know. Dre? Dave Rubin? I mean, like, DR, you know?
Yeah, you get that with the sandwich. Yeah, you ever had a good Reuben sandwich? Let me tell you something.
Oh, man,
good.
Of course, dude. Reubens are the shit.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call them shit. But...
Well, you know, in a good way.
Or listen, where do you live?
Where do I live? I live in the fucking 608, man.
Well, where is
Obviously.
That?
Obviously. It's Wisconsin.
I see. All right,
Southern
well, then you have time.
Excuse me?
Well, you have time. You can order a pizza.
Go Badgers. Go Badge. Go Badgers.
Yeah, go Badgers.
Yep.
You can order a pizza. Can you go get one?
Can I go get
yeah,
a pizza?
I want pepperoni.
Oh, what the fuck?
I just want my own personal, like, small pepperoni pizza.
Fuck the personal pizza. Get a large pizza and eat the whole thing.
No, I will be the size of a walrus like you.
It doesn't make any
Ouch.
Difference.
Treated.
It doesn't make any difference.
Anywho,
yeah.
we have some lovely ladies in the chat room. Ladies, if you would like to break up this sausage fest, feel free to do so. I'm talking about you, Kishu. Well, Kishu, she's taking a break. Her phone has to recharge. She's ghetto. She doesn't, I don't know, if the cord's not long enough for her to talk to it while it's plugged in. I don't know. Whatever.
Get some fucking bitches.
Melissa Hopkins, she's out there. Hopefully she's not passed out yet. She's always fun. Call in Melissa Hopkins. Nadia is a cutie. I have nothing bad to say about Nadia ever, and nor do I think I've ever said anything bad about Nadia. I think she's lovely and beautiful and talented and witty and witty and charming and heck, she should call in. Why not? Nadia.
She got some fat too. Hey, for the blood.
And also, we have the one angry Joe.
Why aren't you guys?
What a silly Negro!
Anyway.
Is that Vince in the Bay?
This is Vince in the Bay. What's up,
yeah,
bro?
I love Vince in the Bay.
I know, man. I'll tell you what, he's a fucking motherfucker.
Hey, fuck what?
Yeah, fuck blacks.
Hey, niggers.
That too.
Hello?
Are you guys saving these as soundboards, or do you guys not know how to how to
oh no, that was just fucking, that's nothing, don't worry about that.
Hey Kishu, is that you? Oh, whoops, Kishu, hey, is that you?
Sorry, my phone died before.
That's all right,
yes,
no worries.
Yes, I'm good, I'm here. And my BlackBerry came back on. I like left it out all day, it's dry, and it came back on. Well, a couple of days, and it came back on. So I was excited for that, but now I have a toilety BlackBerry, so I definitely need a new phone.
Hmm, that sucks. Well, you know what? You should switch to an iPhone, maybe.
I don't like iPhone.
Oh. I don't either. They kind of, mine's kind of pissing me off. Or maybe I just need a new one. That's probably what I need.
I think it's balls.
Yeah, good times. Well, I'm glad you're back. And every time you say BlackBerry, I think of Black Betty. And so I'm just going to play the track now. This is from Tom Jones, and it's called Black Betty, and this is the, what is it? It's the remix, the disco remix, I guess it would be. All right, whatever. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in Le Bay. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/... Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
This is TJ, dedicating the songs to Let Belly. Whoa, Black Betty, Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty, Bam-a-lam. She's from Birmingham, Bam-a-lam. Way down in Alabama, Bam-a-lam. The way she shake that thing, shake. Oh, she make me sing, Bam-a-lam, whoa, Black Betty, yeah. Bam-a-lam, whoa, Black Betty, Bam-a-lam, she really get me high, Bam-a-lam, you know that's no lie, Bam-a-lam, she's so rock steady, yeah. Bam-a-lam, but she's always ready, oh. Bam-a-lam, whoa, Black Betty, Bam-a-lam, whoa, Black Betty, Bam-a-lam.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
The center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
For that noise. I had to take a quick little break there, and I'm back, and Kishu's here with me, and everything's back to normal now.
Hell yeah.
Did you die almost?
I almost died.
I almost died, and I actually did die, and I was dead for like a couple of seconds, and then I came back. I was dead for like 3 seconds.
Did you fall off your fucking computer chair again?
I always fall off my chair, dude.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
Yeah, I get pretty rowdy.
I didn't believe it at first. Sorry.
I get
so
pretty rowdy.
So what happened this time? Man, you're like getting fucking hit in the head with soccer balls at the park, and you fall out of your computer chair.
I banged my head against the fucking the door frame. It's just ridiculous,
nice.
Dude. I'm a
so
mess.
What do you do right now?
I stubbed my toe.
Really? Did you?
I was in the middle of fapping during the commercial break. Those kids that were calling in, those kids that pranked me, those 608 kids from Madison, they got me really hot and horny because they sounded really hot. And so
I don't know what kids you're talking about. They pranked you?
Yeah, I don't know. They called in and they were like being all chummy with me.
I got disconnected. My phone died.
Oh, you'll hear on the archives. They called in. They were all chummy with me, and then I unmuted all of them, and then all of a sudden they just started saying really nasty things about me, and I just wasn't in the mood for it. So I muted them, and they are no longer with us. Thank God.
Sweet. Well.
I'm just not in the mood for it.
Didn't you say that you'd only had sex with, like, three girls or something? I caught that part.
I'm sorry, what?
One of the kids said he had only slept with like three girls in his life.
Oh, he only slept with three girls? Oh, good for him. Good for him. He's got a lot more to look forward to. That's what happens when you're only 16. Now, when I was 16, I was lucky I slept with one girl.
He was 16?
He sounded 16. I don't know. We didn't verify. My bad. If anybody wants to join us, holy smokes, Goofy Bone is spamming the shit out of the chat room. What the hell is going on in there, dude? What is this crap? What, Goofy, you're out of control, man. I don't know what's going on with you, man. I don't know. What is this? The Troll Wars, the Debbie Daly Alliance? What the fuck is this shit he's spamming me with?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Do I have to read this on the air? The Vince and the Bay Federation? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This thing has got Vince and the Bay all over the place. Holy shit. What the hell is going on here? Oh, my God. I love that picture of Debbie Daly. That's so epic. Yeah, this is pretty funny, actually. The Debbie Daly Alliance. Oh, my God. I love, you know what I love about Goofy is if you look at his pictures, all the pictures he posts on his profile on Twitter or anywhere on his or on his or if you on his Blog Talk page when he does the what you call it the slideshow, it's always a picture of Goofy on the dance floor with like five or six hot chicks, and all the chicks are like smiling and laughing and having a great time, and their boobies are coming out of their dresses, and you know, they're showing their legs, and they're all, like, you know, hooping and hollering. And Goofy's just, every time, he just sits there, and he looks like he just got this pissed-off look on his face, like he wants to kick somebody's ass. Like, he doesn't even care that there's bitches around, you know? Whatever. You don't care. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you, I care, though. I care about Alcoholic. I care about Almighty Sports Show. I care about Dick Burns. I care about Goofy Bone. I care about Jonathan Castro Zero. I care about Kishu You. I care about Melissa Hopkins, even though she's passed out from drinking too much. I care about Nadia Faiths, even though she is asleep in the chat room. As is the One Angry Jew and Shike. Thank you, Shike, for showing up. Good to see her in the chit-chat as well. If anybody wants to join me here, I got 50 minutes to go, and I'm not going to sit here and read about the Troll Wars. Fuck that, dude. I'm interested to hear what you got cooked up over there. This is what I guess I'm supposed to be paying attention to, because since Goofy like spammed it all over the chat room, this is what it says. All right. I hope you fucking get this out of the archive, Goofy, and slap some Star Wars music under it and make it into the final cut of the movie. Right. So here, or the fucking show, whatever. All right. Here you go. The Vince and the Bay Federation pushed towards taking over the airwaves here on Blog Talk. What? Pushed towards taking? It doesn't even make sense, dude. You, first of all, you know what you should do, Goofy? Just write it all in Spanish, since that's obviously what that's your first language. The Vince and the Bay Federation pushed towards taking over the airwaves here on Blog Talk Radio. Meanwhile, Debbie Daly fought numerous battles against the Vince and the Bay Federation and the Freedom Fighters with the Bone. Now the major battle with the Freedom and the Freedom Fighters with the Bone. Now the major battle over Debbie Daly versus Cowpote has begun. Holy Oh no, not Cowpote! Cowpote is in on this too. Say it ain't so. Cowpote withdrew the support from the Freedom Fighters from the Debbie Daly Alliance following the assassination of the great Moxie. The rumor has believed... Wait, Moxie got assassinated? No! Oh my God! the rumor was believed to... Okay, first of all, Goofy, don't post this shit on your fucking BTR profile when you're drunk, all right? Write it down. You don't have to put it straight on your BTR profile, bro. Seriously. Like, you can do it on a Word document or some shit and, like, work it out and then go do some spell check and all that stuff and try to fix some grammar and create some sort of sentence structure and then post it on there when you're sober. You know, go back. You know, obviously you have the divine inspiration when you're getting this, you're channeling this stuff, but fucking proofread it, bro. Go back and fucking spell check and try to read it and make sure it makes sense grammatically, dude. It's all like, you want to talk about sentence. This is what Ghost always talks about is sentence fragments. It's some of this kind of feels like that. No, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick, Goofy. I'm just giving you some tough love here, bro. But all right, I'll continue here. So I'm shocked that the great Moxie has been assassinated. That's news to me because I could have sworn I saw her around the internets just a couple of days ago. But I might be, you know, it could have been somebody else. It could have been a poser. It could have been there's a lot of posers out there. There's a lot of people, you know, aliasing, whatever. I don't even know what the term is. I'm trying to, like, you know what I'm saying. All right, so I'm going to continue here. God damn it, Goofy, your fucking idiocy is like seeping into my brain now. After reading your shit, I'm feeling myself become more and more dumb. All right, I'm going to continue and get through this, though. I promise. The rumor was believed to have been ordered by Debbie Daly and carried out by the one angry Jew who has joined the Debbie Joint Ed. This is how it's spelled. The one angry Jew who has jointed, that's J-O-I-N-T-E-D, jointed, the one angry Jew who has jointed the Debbie Daly Alliance. However, although... Are you kidding me, dude? Are you serious? Okay, Goofy, you're trolling me, aren't you? You just trolled me, didn't you? All right. Goofy, you got me. You got me to read this shit. I can't believe it. This sentence literally says, however, although the pressure is on Goofy to choose a side, the two forces were at similar strengths and both dangerous. The bone eye, well, I keep saying, wait, is it the bone eye? Is that what I'm supposed to say? The bone eye? I'm just going to say the bone. I'm just going to say Goofy. No, you know what? My bad. I've got to retain the integrity of the original copy. Now I learned this. Now I have to, like, this is how the copy is laid out. I have to read it the way it is. I'm going to read it the way it is. Whatever. I'm almost done. The bone eye was relieved when the Vincent the Bay Federation forces arrived on Rhinox to save Mouse from the Debbie Daly Alliance oppression. The resulting battle saw the Freedom Fighters, comprising only over 20% of the Debbie Daly Alliance military, withdraw its support under the direction of one angry Jew, the Joint Chief of the Trolls, who has earned himself too many enemies for much of the Debbie Daly Alliance to view his rule as legal any longer. What? The Jew is back. During confrontation over the BWC, this spirals towards Blog Talk Radio. Galactic War has temporarily halted. What? All that and the war has temporarily halted? What the? All right, dude. I don't. Kishu, are you back? Hello, Kishu? You there?
I am back, yeah. I'm alive.
I'm sorry I had to subject everybody to that, but Goofy just spammed the shit out of my chat, so I felt obligated to read this garbage. I can't... Goofy, seriously, dude. Do some spell check. Do some proofreading. You know what? Next time, if you're going to come in my... Never mind. Just keep doing what you're doing, dude. It's cool. The Debbie Daly Alliance. Oh, my God. All right, Kishu, what kind of game music are we going to listen to right now? Because I got to get my head off of this Troll Wars.
Listen to The Wombats. Something in the Fog would be good. You really need to upload Let's Dance to Joy Division. That's a good track.
Wait, what? Okay, you know what? You know what? Just message me the name of the artist and the and the song. I'll get it. I have plenty of time, so just send it to me because I didn't understand what you said because I don't understand drunk people when they talk. Are you drunk?
No.
No. Oh. Good. Finally, somebody isn't drunk. Everybody seems. I just been noticing a pattern lately.
No,
like
I'm pretty drunk, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you're not as fucked up as you were last night, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
But, all right. So, wait, you're going to send me, you want me to
okay,
do the Wombats?
All right,
so, I'm not going to play a Wombat song right now, then. I'm going to play something, another key song.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm going to download that Wombat song and play that later.
Play like Crying Lightning or another really good Arctic Monkeys track.
God. I'm trying to think of which. I've played Arctic Monkeys all the time. I'm trying to figure out which one I've played the least recently. Which one is. Cornerstone? I haven't played that one in a while, have I?
Cornerstone's good, yeah.
All right, I'll play that one.
That's a good one.
Come back in a second.
Time for the colon.
Here we go.
Coca-Cola, your name. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you for another, let's say 40 minutes, 37 minutes, and it looks like Goofy's back. What's up, Goofy?
No, I'm just here, you know, you're criticizing me and what I did. You know
well,
what, Vince?
I just had
that's
some problems
all,
with the, there was quite a
Star
few.
Star Wars language, all right? You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, it's very complex.
You know damn well I cannot come up with fucking shit like that. Are you fucking serious? My mind doesn't think that way. Those words are way too fucking... I couldn't even spell half those fucking words. You know what I mean?
But you did. You just didn't... I think what you did is you just threw all that shit out there and you didn't go back and reread it and, like, try to correct shit. I know how that is, dude.
If you follow the Troll Wars, you'll see where it's at in... Because, you know, the Troll Wars are always like maybe a month delay or maybe a couple weeks delay of what really happened.
All right. So regardless of your terrible grammar, which is, I presume, a product, you're a product of the public school system.
No, I'm the product of the cut and paste and then change the words around system.
Oh, my God. Do I even... I feel bad. You got to find somebody else to cut and paste from, bro, because that person, obviously, English is like not even a second language. It's probably a third.
That's Star Wars language. I copied it from a Star Wars webpage. God damn it. Shit.
Oh, man. Okay, there's so many questions that need to be answered here, Goofy. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this heap of... I'm reading this heap of crap that you've put up on... you spammed all over my fucking chat room.
I didn't mean to. I was meaning
no,
to
you
email.
Totally meant to. You totally meant to. You fucking shot it off in there like 3 or 4 times, dude.
My fucking shit froze, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I lost everything, and all I had was your page. And then it just went all on your fucking page. So like I said, I'm sorry.
Look, don't treat me like one of your hoe bags that you fucking accidentally
on,
fucking
man.
Shoot.
And what the fuck
is that comment? A load on.
Where all the bimbos are smiling and having a good time, and here I am, the asshole of the night. Well, why you gotta say it like that, man?
Dude, am I wrong? Every single picture of you, you're on the dance floor. You
that's
got bitches like
how
going
I
nuts,
look.
like
that's
freaking out,
look,
freaking
man.
You and stuff. And you're
I'm
like,
sorry.
You should be like smiling and holding your drink up and like high fiving or whatever, or giving a thumbs up to the camera. Instead, you look like you're ready to fucking kick the shit out of the photographer.
That's how I look.
How dare you take a picture of the bow when I'm with my lady?
That's how I look. Bitch, I'm a capitalist. Oh, fuck.
What a silly Negro.
That's how I look, Vince. I'm sorry, but that's how I look. I'm fucking sorry. God made me beautiful and ugly at the same time.
And you're not that fat, dude. You're a size 40? Jesus Christ, dude. The Jew wishes he was you, bro.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's like, I'm just a big boned kid. That's all I am. I'm a big boned kid. And, you know, it's like,
yeah, you
gotta,
I've seen you, man. You just got a little baby fat. And that's something you could work off really easy.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm working it out right now. And believe me, it's going away. I've been getting nothing but compliments.
Yeah, it could be worse. You could have a big lard ass like Kishu.
Nah, Kishu's fine.
The caboose is going to take a couple of years. It's going to take a couple of years for her to burn off that cottage cheese back there.
Shit, she can work it off all in one weekend with me. Fuck.
No, she's actually going to work it off in a week with me. But But you can have sloppy seconds. She's coming out. She's coming out. We definitely should hook up, Goof, for sure. And she's going to be out here for, like, I think a couple of days, like almost a week. So we'll definitely have to come down to the South Bay. I think I might go check out BFD this year. Have you seen the lineup for that?
Hey, you know, my cousin's in the Trims, and I think that they were like one of those runner-ups for that BFD thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go see it. Snoop Dogg's on it, which is like the person I don't want to see, but he's like the headliner. But the limousines are going to be on it, so Kishu will get all wet and sweaty for that.
I want to see Rage. I really want to see them in L.A.
Oh, that's going to be an awesome show. Rage with Rise Against and Muse.
Fuck Muse.
You don't like Muse? You don't like Muse?
No, I don't like Muse, man.
I like a couple of their songs. I think they'd be cool to see live, though. I think they'd be really good. At least the stuff I've seen. Whatever, dude. It is kind of like faggy rock, but some of their songs are I can get into.
Well, you know, I'm not putting nobody down, but it's just, you know, I'm a gangster. You know, I barely step the boundaries when I get into that music. But it's like there's some I like, there's some I don't. Like Rammstein. Do you like Rammstein?
Rammstein, yeah, for sure, bro. That's
Rammstein.
Rammstein, I've always said.
Dying.
All right, whatever. What about it?
Nah, I like that particular type of music. And people look at me like I'm some sort of a weird fuck. No, that music fucking rocks. And I'm daring to play it on my show, but I don't think my engineering manager, Will Crawford, would let me fucking play that on my show. It sounds like devil music, but I mean, fuck, it rocks. Shit, even Itch Wheel. I don't know if y'all ever heard that song, but shit, those are all workout music songs. And I mean, you're gonna go out and go fucking parade downtown and destroy things. That those are the songs that you listen to.
All right, shut up, Mexican. Shut up and mop the floor. I'm gonna tell the people about the Live 105 BFD lineup. This is going to be coming up, what, next weekend? June 5th at Shoreline. It's like a week and a half from now. June 5th at Shoreline. It's going to be Linkin Park, Snoop Dogg, The Strokes, Cage the Elephant, Bad Religion, Neon Trees, The Airborne Toxic Event, Manchester Orchestra, Foster the People, Biffy's, late blah blah blah, a lot of bunch of people I've never heard of. The Limousines are in there. The Tenderloins, St. John, Miles the DJ, I Am Empire, K Flay, Foster, Forest Day, Beta State. It sounds like a lot of them Rude Boys with a Z.
Was that a lot of Bay Area bands or what?
I think some of these people are like, yeah, Bay Area, or a lot of just like esoteric, like indie rock bands, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Linkin Park, Snoop Dogg, The Strokes, or the headliners. Bad Religion, I guess, is another big one.
I hate Bad Religion. I don't know about you, but I don't like that.
I don't have any of their stuff, but I don't know. I don't think I've seen them live, but I'd go see them just to say I've seen them. Bad Religion, that's the guy that started the record label, though, that I like a lot. Shit, what's the name of that record label that guy started? I've got to find that out.
Yeah, Vince, I've been meaning to ask you. I used to like Chris Cornell, but I totally lost track of him since you follow music. Whatever happened to that guy?
Oh, he's solo right now. He just came through San Francisco. He played the Fillmore like 2 weeks ago.
No shit. Fuck, yeah. I would have went to that. Fuck.
Yep. He's solo now, and Soundgarden is playing off and on again.
Yeah, I heard he tried to go back to Soundgarden and just didn't work out.
No, I think it worked out. I think they're just kind of, it's sort of like Rage, you know? You know how Rage
doing their own projects.
Yeah, yeah. They sort of do it when they need the money type of thing. That's kind of like how Rage does it. Fish is another band that just does it when they need the money.
Yeah.
They don't really like to do it. They rather have a regular, you know, they all have kids and a family, and they're trying to, you know, they're not trying to do the on the road lifestyle anymore, so they try to do it as the least amount as they can.
Yep, that's how to do it, I guess, nowadays. Like, there's the loyalty in the old bands. I miss the old bands, though, Vince.
Yeah.
Some of them rocked on where you just didn't want to, like, end the concert. And then nowadays, I mean, you got these, I mean, there's a lot of good bands out there, but they're all one-hit wonders, Vince. They'll have one good song, and the whole album is just nasty. Disgusting. And it's like, wow, what's the point? Why get all riled up and then just take a dump on me? What do you got, the sounds they sharks? I mean, shit. Anyways, where's Kishu's fine ass?
She's right here. Kishu, what's up with your fine ass, your fine jelly ass? Kishu? Hello? Unmute yourself, Kishu. Hello? Now she's there. She might be smoking or something. I don't know.
She's a busy woman. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's busy. Why? What's up? What do you want to ask?
No, I was just gonna ask her where about is she? Is she gonna stay in like Frisco or what? I don't know.
I think she's got accommodations taken care of. But I don't know if she's in need. I'm sure she'll be okay. She'll be able to figure things out. She's a big girl.
No, I'm not trying to get her at my place. No, but I was just, I'd be down to hang out with you guys. I mean, shit, Vince. I mean,
oh,
we're neighbors.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying, dude. We should definitely link up at some point. You know, fuck it. Even if she doesn't come, if she, like, trolls me like she did the last time, then fuck it. I'll hang out with you anyway, man. I don't give a fuck about the bitch, you know. It's not about the bitches, dude. You know, it's bros before hoes.
It's everything you possibly can make it, people. I once heard a great quote from the Titanic. A real man makes his own luck. And by God, I live by that every day.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, no. Where's the Jew at? I mean, what, he ate his pizza and passed out? I mean, what happened?
That's what I'm guessing, probably. Typical Jew. Typical.
I don't understand. Last week, the same bimbos that I called to, you know, try to get someone to come over tonight, they were willing to come over, but now all of a sudden, they got to work tomorrow. It's like, come on. Don't you usually bring a bag of clothes and then leave in the morning? I mean, come on now. Who knows? Money is like hoes. It comes and it goes. Well, are you smoking, Vince? What's up? Oh, Vince, what's up? You down to do the pledge drive tomorrow with me?
What is that? And when is it?
Tomorrow. The 420 pledge drive.
Okay. What's at your regular showtime?
My regular showtime, yeah.
Sure, I'm there.
We got a pledge. We got to get them supplies out there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I tried to raise awareness on the Ghost program, and he shot me down, dude. I don't know if it's a good idea, bro. But hey, I'm down to support. I'll get on the phone banks and answer phones if you need me. I'll certainly aim for that.
That was so classical, Vince. Oh, man, I was on the floor at Subway. Oh, man, I was dying. Do you have that clip? Play that clip if you got it, Vince, man. That was
what clip?
That one with you and Ghost. Oh, my God, that was fucking hilarious. Oh, fucking shit. Oh, my kidneys hurt. Oh, bitch.
All right. Well, let's take... take this call here, and then I'll play it. All right, let me get this guy.
All
right, it's cool. Area code 608. You're back on with Vince and Goofy. What's up? Hello, area code 608. Maybe you are muted on your end. Okay, let me refresh my switchboard. Maybe I don't really have a 608. Let me see what I got going on here. Anyway, got about 20 minutes to go. 20 minutes to take calls. Everybody's snoozing in the chat room. Great. Super duper. I'm glad I was able to put everybody to sleep. All 13 of you. Lucky 13 for me. Everybody's muted and everybody's asleep in the chat room. Fantastic. Well, I guess I'll just keep navigating here through the evening. I'm going to try 608 again. 608, are you there? 608, not there. Okay, fine. Very well then. All right, Goofy, you wanted this. Goofy, are you there still? Goofy? All right.
Sorry, Viz. I had to catch my breath, man. Fuck my kidneys hurt. Damn, that's a clip, man. That is a fucking clip.
No, I'm going to play it right now.
I know, but I'm just thinking of it, man.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to play it for you right now, but I just wanted to make sure because I didn't hear anything. And this guy at 608 has got his hand up, but I guess he doesn't want to talk. So whatever. So I'm going to play this clip that Goofy's laughing about that he hasn't even heard. He's already laughing. This is me on Ghost. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. Yeah. Here it is. Me on Ghost yesterday.
Let's see. Who else we got going on over here? We got, I think we had Vince in the Bay. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, Ghost.
How's it going?
Doing good, man. I'm glad you finally wised up and decided to mix things up and have a co-host now and then. I think it's a great idea. And
I'm going to have it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, as long as peeps are providing insight, exciting, so on and so forth, man. So, what you want to talk about?
Well, on this Joplin, Missouri. You said Joplin, Mississippi. It's actually Joplin, Missouri.
Oh yeah, Joplin, Missouri. My bad. He's out there in Missouri. Forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Right. These people are in dire need of, even the people that haven't been there, where their property hasn't been leveled by the tornado, they're still lacking general day-to-day necessities. Like, a lot of people don't even have their internet up and running. A lot of people don't have phone lines up and running. You know, there's a lot of things that are inconveniencing people on a day-to-day level, you know, outside of the immediate devastation. And I have some good friends of mine who are based out of Joplin, Missouri. They actually do a Blog Talk radio show here late night called the 420 Grindhouse. And these guys...
Oh, 420. That doesn't have anything herbal related, does it?
Absolutely. These guys, their studio was not hit by the tornado directly. But they
that's good to know that their stash is remaining intact.
See,
we're happy
thing.
About it.
That's the thing, though, is they have less than an eighth of weed to last them God knows how long. All the weed supply in Joplin, Missouri is pretty much shut down. There's nothing moving coming in or out of Joplin right now. And what I'm trying to do for my brother...
Hold on. Vince, wait a minute. What are you doing? Are you trying to convince, drug dealers to go into Joplin, Missouri to start, peddling out some weed because the whole goddamn weed market has been wiped out because of a goddamn tornado? I mean, is that what you're insinuating here?
No, the drug dealers are fine. They just don't have any supply. So what I want to do is raise funds so we can helicopter in. We're not gonna actually lay foot to the ground. We're just gonna chopper it in, you know, just like they did for the kids in after the Haiti earthquake. We're just gonna drop in pounds of weed by helicopter. But we need to raise funds in order to purchase this marijuana. So what I'd like to extend to your listeners is to pledge. We've got a phone bank right now. I know you have a lot of callers on the line.
Hold on. Shut him off, engineer. Shut him off for a second. Wait a minute. What are you using my show as some kind of a goddamn Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy fundraiser for your goddamn weed drop off, for Christ's sake? I mean, I find it rather funny, Vince, that you've really thought all this out, for Christ's sake. You're like, we're not even going to set foot on the ground. We're just coming in through the air, and we're going to just throw it down on the ground. Like, as if, if by some chance you get busted by authorities, that your defense is going to be that there's no law of the air. And, you weren't necessarily on land, so you didn't really break any land laws. So is that what your defense is going to be if you happen to be busted by authorities?
Hey, baby, it works for the United States government, so it's good enough for me, baby.
Oh, man, this is just horrible, Vince. I mean, get him off. Get him off, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, Vince. Come on. I mean, I appreciate the retweets and whatnot, but we can't be advocating that type of activity, for Christ's sake. I mean, there's a lot of people that have suffered devastation, loss out there, not just in Joplin, Missouri, but all over the South and Midwest, for Christ's sake. It's been disgusting what has happened, the amount of devastation because of tornadoes. And here you are, a couple of stoners out there in California concerned about the stoners in Joplin, Missouri, talking about chartering up a goddamn chopper and dropping off some supply so that you can continue the goddamn economy and the damn weed source out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, this is America right here, folks. This right here is America. I'm not making this crap up, for Christ's sake. I mean, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Give me a drink, man. Jesus Christ.
What up, Philly Negro?
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
And now, boy, Vince in the Bay, boy. Ah!
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. Did you? Where's one on?
I'm a troll. For what?
Run away! Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay, going into the final stretch of the program here. If you want to get in on the action, the time is now. 347-826-7667. Shouts to Kishu, Evan, and Goofy, who are holding it down in the chat room. They are they're going. Things are it's popping off down there. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but yeah, we're definitely going to do some live shows for sure. That's happening for sure, T-Show. Like
some good times, dude.
Absolutely. That's
6 days that we get to fucking do this show together live. How cool is that?
Yep. In studio, on the mic, Keisha will be perched on on my lap, and Goofy will be perched on my lap as well. There's plenty of room on my lap, by the way.
Well, I thought I was going to be on Keisha's lap when she was going to be on your lap.
No, actually, you know, it's going to be more like, Goofy, you and I are going to be perched on Keisha's lap, I think is what's going to be.
That would be a picture.
Oh, God.
Oh,
good time.
Oh, fuck, I lost
good
my
time.
Breath. I've never laughed so much in my life. That clip is a fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was good. I was laughing my ass off, too.
Oh, fucking ghost. Oh, man. I'm trying to
get my friends, the 420 Grindhouse, to get some more listeners, dude. Those guys are, they're too good to have... Like not.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't understand.
I think it is? I think it's the stigma of naming your show. Same thing with the other marijuana show. What's the marijuana happy hour? People just don't go over there because it's the stigma. The people are just like, oh, I think people just assume all they're going to do is sit around and talk about pot, and I don't think people really are into that. Even people that probably smoke pot don't even want to just. Like, just hear people talk about it nonstop. Although there are a few that do, obviously. I think there's a stigma attached to it that scares people away, is all I'm saying.
Well, we're potheads. We don't talk about pot all the we don't talk about weed all the time.
I never talk about it, and I'm going to refrain from talking about it on their show just because I want to prove. Like, look at the Jew. The Jew hangs out on that show. He doesn't smoke pot. You know, we have to help ease these kids into this type of stuff. In fact, I think it's hilarious when the Jew goes on there; he just takes over. Like there was one time I tuned in, and I swear to God, I thought I was listening to the One Angry Jew show.
Dude, that was funny. Because I listen to your like late night shows when I jog in the morning. So you're like, yeah, the One Angry Jew has a new show. I was like, wow, he has a new show. I'm proud of you. Then I asked you, you know, yeah, on the 420 Grindhouse.
Because when he goes on there, because those other guys are so baked, they can't react, right? They're just kind of like laying low, and they're just all just stoned out. And so the Jew comes on there, and he's all, you know, he's quick-witted, and he's not stoned. He's completely lucid and sober, and he just talks circles around them for 2 hours straight, and before you know it, they're just like, oh, Jesus Christ, you just talked to her for our entire show. Fuck.
Yeah, when you're talking to the Jew, if you're not on the right state of mind, you could get lost in your own conversation.
And they're so baked, they can't even get the presence of mind together to mute him. They're just like enthralled by his, I don't know, his whatever, his Jewiness, I don't know.
No, it's his yarmulke.
His Jewy mind tricks.
The Jewy mind tricks. Oh, man. Well, you know what?
Jewy Baca. All right. Hey, let's take on this caller here. 608, I'm going to try you one more time. I'm coming to you now, 608. You're on the line. Your hand's up, so I'm going to try you, bro. One more time. Unmuting 608 now. What's up? Are you there, 608? Hello? 608 going once, 608 going twice, 608 gone. We can continue to listen, but that's the last time I'm going to try that. If anybody wants to join me, you just call in, you press the number 1, that raises your hand. That makes me think you want to talk, but maybe you inadvertently pressed it and you're just listening, so no biggie. It's all good in the hood. You and your boys, you're a 608 crew. Yeah, you guys got me. You guys got me. I guess you got me. It's all good, though. Okishu bailed. She's going to go eat. Well, she's not going to be back in time to wrap up the show. We're going to get out of here in less than 10 minutes. Yeah, it looks like the switchboard's pretty much... closed now, not closed, it's empty. Empty is the word. Nobody on the phones, so if you want to join me, now's a great time to do it. Got plenty of time to take your call and chop it up about whatever. I you know what? At this point, I'm so tired, and I'm ready for bed, and I don't even remember what we talked about, but I know Goofy was here. I know Kishu was here. The Jew was here for a little while. It was a good time. Good stuff. Good times. And I guess I'll do it again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will be Free Ball Friday. Free Ball Friday. Because I will be wearing pants and no underpants. Actually, it's already Friday, so I'm already free balling. Just for you, ladies. It's been a pleasure pleasuring you orally. Not orally, verbally. You're on the air. I can, of course, I can certainly please you orally offline if you'd like to hit me up on my Twitter. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Also, I am on YouTube. I haven't really done much updates over there, but I got to get on top of that. But I do have some videos over at youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. What else? Oh, if you want to send me requests, fan mail, hate mail, send it to vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And, yeah, I have a blog. I haven't updated it in, like, a month. But you can check that out, too. Blogspot. No, it's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. Shouts to Julia Ann, one of my favorite porn stars. Somehow I got on her mailing list. I'm getting email updates from her on the daily almost now about her Brazzers scenes. She's got new Brazzers scenes. I love the work that the folks at Brazzers do. I've never been disappointed with their production value, and their actors are usually pretty spot on. Even anyway, about 6 minutes to go here. 6 minutes to take calls. 347-826-7667. If not, I'll just wrap it up here in a bit. We'll do a quick little shout out in the chat room. Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Dick Burns, Evan Kuzberg, Jonathan Castro, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Nadia Face, One Angry Jew, Red Medicine, and Shike. Red Medicine woke up. Welcome, Red Medicine, back to the Matrix here. Well, I got a couple minutes here. If anybody in the chat room wants to ask me a question, you can do a little Q&A. You guys want to do a Q&A? Anybody, shoot. Alcoholic, Red Medicine, you guys have questions, I have answers. Almighty Sports Show, thank you. I appreciate the love. He says, Almighty Sports Show says, good show. Yep, good to have you here, Red Medicine. Kishu, again, if you guys are here for Kishu, she is off scarfing down a fruitcake right now. Jonathan Castro says, when I come back, I def will be changing my screen name. Heh. Yeah, for sure, bro. Kishu went to get a burrito again. Again? She only eats burritos. Well, I've gone through phases, especially living here in San Francisco, where we have fantastic burritos here. We really do. They're pretty much every neighborhood. You know, the Mission District is where they, you know, are predominate, of course. The Mission District off of Valencia and Mission. Those taquerias up and down the streets, those two streets, are off the chain. But even if you go outside of the Mission, there's other neighborhoods that have their own, usually have their own little hole-in-the-wall mom-and-pop taqueria. And you can't, you almost can't go wrong. You really can't, especially anywhere in California, really. That's where Mexican food really is. When I lived in New York, I lived in New York for 2 years. And while I was out there, I tried the Mexican food out there. And first of all, they don't really have very many Mexican restaurants, straight-up Mexican restaurants. They have these Tex-Mex places, which are disgusting. There's nothing Mexican about them. It's basically just a bunch of Chinese people that decided they wanted to make their version of burritos. It's not bad, but it's not the same thing. And then, but I did, when I was in New York, there was on the Lower East Side, there was for a little while, there was a little mom-and-pop place that I found that was really good. They had great margaritas. And actually, almost every time I went into that place, I would see somebody famous in there. Like one time I was in there and it was the guys from a band. I didn't recognize them, but my girlfriend at the time, who was in the indie rock, she recognized them. I want to say The Faint. No, it's not The Faint. It's Interpol. Yeah, there's a couple guys from Interpol that were hanging out in this Mexican place one time when I was in there. And another time I went in there, Stephen Wright was in there. One of my all-time favorite comedians. Stephen Wright. Oh, my God. He came into this Mexican restaurant that we used to go to. Best margaritas in town. And I was actually really, I didn't go up and talk to him. In fact, I actually kind of felt kind of sad for him. I wanted to talk to him when I first saw him, but he just seemed so quiet and just sort of to himself and very reserved and very frail almost. And if I didn't know who he was, I would have thought he was almost like quasi homeless. And he just kind of just looked like he didn't want to make eye contact with anybody or anything. So, I don't know. I definitely was like leering at him because I wanted to make sure I knew it was him, but it was definitely him. And anyways, I don't know why I went off on that. Oh, burritos. Yeah, burritos are great. I love burritos. In fact, fuck it. I could go, Kishu, if you come out here, we'll definitely hit up the late night burrito spots. I know all the places. And you'll love it here, honey. Anyways, that's it, I guess. We got to wrap it up here. There's less than a minute to go. That was fun. Shouts out to everybody who came through tonight. I'm talking about Kishu, the One Angry Jew, and Goofy Bone. Also, that 608 crew, area code 608 crew, you know, those guys, they came through, they were cool for a second, and then they started acting like ass clowns, so they can go shove it up their cornhole. All right, that's it. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And until next time, keep it real. And that's it. Peace out. Late.
Had a rough day, but that's life, it happens. Woke up on the dark side of my mattress. I guess I forgot to set my clock. Overslept, almost lost the job. Been to top it off, I'm kinda hungry. But can't eat till I find my money. It's in my wallet, but my wallet ain't in my pocket. Can't remember the last time I saw it. And they don't want me in a bad mood. Afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude. They got them all singing the same tune. Thinking I should go and start a fire in the break room. Co-workers make me sick. And the manager really ain't shit, but I can't quit, so I'm hiding in the basement, holding on to my face like fuck this place. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Hell no, I ain't going to school. The teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids mess with each other always, all day. Class warfare up and down the hallways. And if you ain't popular, nobody talks to you unless they mocking you. Not even the bus driver or the hall monitor. I might as well climb inside my locker, huh? It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody wanna trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warding, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say, every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Can't dance with an upset stomach. The overdraft notices just kept coming. Somebody broke into the porch and stole a chair. Top of your head stopped growing hair. Broken glass, computer crash. The car won't start and the tires went flat. Dog got loose, brought back a dead cat. Daughter found it and had a panic attack. Plus you ain't had sex in how long? Afraid to admit that the fire's all gone. Better half is talking about separate. You wish you could take it back to yesterday. You're not alone, it's hard as hell, but don't waste no time feeling sorry for self. We'll be right here with you through your war, cause you're the one that we make this music for. Now turn it up. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
Thank you very nice.